Mosul is the second largest city in the Middle Eastern nation of Iraq. It's also a stronghold of the ISIS terrorist group, which took over Mosul in 2014. Defeating ISIS here would be a major setback to the terrorists, but it's not easy. There may be only a few thousand ISIS fighters left in Mosul, but they're using tunnels, roadside bombs, explosive traps, and guerrilla warfare in the fight. They're up against a force of tens of thousands, Iraqi troops supported by Americans and allied air power, plus ethnic Kurdish fighters known as the Peshmerga. They're all working to push ISIS out. The battle for Mosul's been going on since October. It was expected to take months, and it is. The reasons why are clear in the struggle to take over one key part of the city.
Day four, and perhaps the biggest push yet. From the north into the plains around Mosul. Trying to dislodge the determined and deranged remnants of ISIS. The Peshmerga, backed with staggering air power. The now common sight of American special forces, who the Pentagon says are advising not assaulting, positioned in the front of the attack. The work was slow. Destructive. Begging the question, what becomes of the wreckage under new masters? Suddenly, in the sky, a hail of bullets. They spotted a drone. Trace the rounds, dance around it, and finally take off its nose. ISIS use them to spot targets for artillery, even drop small bombs. This one tumbles down. Its wreckage picked over. It's still unclear whose it is. Yet progress down the road to Khorsabad is agonizingly slow.
This is the source of so much of the fighting this morning, but still full of ISIS. And in fact, we've heard the Peshmerga have listened to those militants on their radios this morning discussing how they should wait and only launch a counterattack once the Peshmerga are inside.